Welcome everyone to this new episode of the podcast of the Cataclysma Improvisation Festival. Our guest for this episode will be the amazing Croatian cellist Lucia Gregov. Lucia is an improviser and sound artist, and her visceral approach to improvisation proposes a distinctive way of creating, thinking and performing.
Brace. Brace.
Well, improvisation is like, well, apart from doing kind of whatever feels like you should be doing at a given moment, I think in music or in sound practice, for me, improvisation is a lot about listening. So I would call it actually the art of listening, because any sonic input that I get when I'm improvising determines what I'm going to play. And that's where this also deep listening practice from Paulino Oliveros comes in, something that was very inspiring for me and very kind of revealing, in a sense that I really shifted my focus a lot on the listening part. And then listening also becomes something that is a bit wider than just, you know, your ears receiving certain inputs. It's also like this act of being heard and like being acknowledged. So like when you say to someone, I hear you, it also means like, I understand you, or I acknowledge what you do. So yeah, I think this is just about listening. And then also, of course, in music, but then also like in life, you know, just this kind of extended awareness that I think it's then just opening up like a space for improvisation in any field. Well, I don't know when was the one moment that I can say, yes, it happened then. But I think whenever I wondered what is like what would I play if I didn't play the score? Because I come from a classical background, and I was studying classical music for many years, and there were a lot of rules, a lot of things were determined, a lot of things were already considered good or bad or right or wrong, and there was a lot of also binary mindset happening. So at some point if I would just ask myself, okay, so what if things are not like this? Then what do you play, and how do you value what is good or what is beautiful or what is not? And then when just playing without the score and trying to sort of dismantle these notions that are some kind of stereotypes in maybe classical music scene, then I found that, okay, I guess this is free improvisation then. Although I think the word free is also very complex. But maybe not to start discussion on freedom now. But yeah, those were my first moments, sort of trying to step out of the narrative that is very determined. Well, I think there are many, many things happening, and I am happy that in the Netherlands I finally found like a sort of like a community of musicians, but also the audience who really enjoys and values and cherishes like what we say is free improv. And now, of course, within that scene, you have people who are maybe more like in this New York school, and then you have people who more lean on like some jazz tradition. So I think these are really like the small nuances. But in general, I think there is a lot happening here, and it's a good place to be if you're an improviser. Yeah, and for me, this moment that you really have the audience for this is really important, because previously, like, wherever I played in other countries, except maybe, I don't know, Germany or maybe Scandinavian countries, yeah, it's a bit like, okay, there are these people doing some weird music, but, you know, it's always considered like something very, very kind of outsider, I think. And here, I think it's more common, or I would even say like normal, to play this kind of music. It's very, for me, there is a very obvious distinction between playing solo and playing with others. I don't know if I have a preference. It's just like a very different way of also of listening and of reacting. And when I play with other people, I always feel like, oh, I'm having a lot of fun, because there are more unexpected things happening, you know, from people around, and then you just kind of have to deal with someone else's thoughts and ideas. And but I've been recently, I think, since this quarantine or this very strange times of distancing, I've been playing a lot on my own, like practicing, and then I think I did a lot in developing like a language that I can say it's my own and that I now enjoy. And and there is something like that group improv feels like you have much more support, at least for me, like, you know, you're not alone, and I always feel nothing can go wrong, we're in this together. And when I play solo, there is a bit of this like doubt, like what might happen. But I think just sort of when you surrender into that feeling, it's totally fine and actually equally enjoyable as playing in an ensemble. Cello is like, I mean, it's mostly connected, you know, to this classical music scene. I guess that's like the stereotype, like the Swan or these kind of pieces. That's like the cello sound that people usually know. And for me also, for a long time, this was the cello sound. But then at some point I started treating cello as, you know, okay, it's actually a wooden box and it has some strings on it. And like, it's also like a sound tool. So you can really, I think a lot of my vocabulary came out from dismantling this classical sound that I was making for such a long time. And I think still in my playing, you can hear a lot of classical influences, which I don't think it's bad. It's totally fine, but it's present. And then when I play something that's maybe like, that I could say is opposite from that classical sound, it's all these techniques where I treat cello more as just like a sound box, or that's how I think of it. Like, there's also noise and, you know, some techniques that are not connected to this musical language that we know from this Western classical music. And I like this. I'm really into discovering these textures, like textural sound stuff that you can make out of cello. And I also like a lot field recording. So sometimes also to play with that and to see, you know, can you copy these noises from nature and these patterns, and also a lot of rhythmical patterns happening, just emerging on its own from our environment. So for me, that's also a big inspiration when I play. Well, so far, so good. yeah, it's a strange time to be a musician because you have all these limitations about performing and audience and entering the room and disinfecting yourself. but somehow I've been spending, of course, more time alone, and I think this was actually very nourishing for my art practice. And yeah, because I just found this, like, I can rearrange my time, and I don't have so many, you know, meetings and rehearsals. So I can organize my day in any way I want. And I've been playing a lot on my own. So that's how I developed all the solo repertoire. So yeah, I think actually a lot of good came out of it artistically. Even though I must say when it happens that like for weeks you don't have a rehearsal with an ensemble or people, it can really become frustrating and feel just lonely and a bit lost in your own world, your own research, and I think sometimes you need other people to also snap out of your head or your imagination. And so yeah, I would say this time has, yeah, again, good sides and bad sides, just like everything in life. Just like the time before Corona. Yeah, so I don't know, but I didn't feel like some major shift happened, you know, in my life. Like, yeah, some things changed, but also I moved to another city a year ago, and like also a lot of things changed for me. And 3 years before that, I moved to another country, and like that was a huge shift in everything I do. So I think this, you know, this happens every once in a while in life that you just have to rearrange your capacities.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
If you're curious and you want to know more about Lucia's work, you can visit her website lugregov.hotglue.me. If you want to support Cataclysma, you can donate on the Cataclysma Bandcamp profile, or you can visit the website cataclysmafestival.bigcartel.com, where you can buy t-shirts and other stuff. If you want to listen again to the music our guests recorded for the festival, you can find it on cataclysmaimprovisationfestival.bandcamp.com. For every detail, visit our website crisisensemble.com.